Dover, MA, Family ROI Analysis for SFH's Near MBTA Overlay. Dover's overlay is tiny, highly constrained, and intentionally quarantined, a single, 10-acre compliance pocket at County Court, Tisdale. This is not Lexington Winchester-style Todd, it's a cautious situational long at best. Dover is an adjacent community, no station, but adjacent to MBTA-served towns. After a long process, Dover voters approved a single MBTA community's multifamily overlay district at County Court, Tisdale Drive, or 996 acres, at a special town meeting. This is a discreet, self-contained multifamily pocket in an otherwise estate-style, 2-acre lot, septic-heavy town. For SFHs, the overlay adds compliance, not classic TOD value. Important, Part 5 of 8, MBTA Communities Single Family Homes Series. This is the fifth installment in our weekly series. For the full framework, Dover, MA, tiny, single-site overlay in a hyper-low-density town. Dover is an adjacent community, no station, but adjacent to MBTA-served towns, and must zone for at least 102 units of multifamily housing at 15-plus units acre, suitable for families, not age-restricted. Instead of multiple nodes, Dover approved one tiny overlay. Number 1. Location: Tisdale Drive, County Court Number 2. Area: 9.957 acres. Number 3. Existing use: a 56-unit condominium complex. Each condo is its own parcel. Zoning rules: Section 185-50 MC Mod. Multifamily allowed by right with site plan review, max 16 units, acre, 2.5 stories, 35 FT max height, min lot size 20,000 SQFT, 25% max lot coverage, 50 FT setbacks all sides, 2 to 2.5 parking spaces per unit, heavy landscaping, and 50 FT wooded buffers at edges. Important, key difference from other towns. This is not Lexington or Winchester-style TOD, it's a single, suburban, car-oriented, low-rise multifamily pocket, carved out of a 2-acre lot, well and septic estate town, nowhere near a train station. Translation: this is a quarantined compliance zone. Where to go long? Only if the house itself is excellent. A genuinely high-quality SFH immediately adjacent to the overlay if: Number 1. It captures some walkability or amenity when, if the overlay is built out. Small village node, limited retail, etc. Number 2. It preserves the classic Dover low-density feel. Trees, acreage, privacy. Reality check. Dover's overlay is not near a rail station. The state accepted it as a compliance solution, not a TOD hub. The value thesis here is Dover school plus estate character, not MBTA-style urbanity. Where to be neutral? Any SFH within a short drive, but not immediately impacted by the County Court traffic character changes. Here, overlay existence is almost irrelevant. You're just buying Dover's rural number one school district value stack. Where to underweight? Avoid SFHs embedded inside the County Court, Tisdale Drive overlay itself, or directly facing. Number 1. Unknown build-out. 3-story multifamily, parking, lighting, etc. Number 2. Potential traffic choke points on narrow local streets. Strategy: assume Dover's overlay will function as a tiny, idiosyncratic multifamily pocket. Don't base an appreciation thesis on it. Don't pay extra just because it's technically in an MBTA overlay. Dover Golden Profile versus Overlay. Important: Dover Golden Profile, post-overlay. Not in the overlay and not Ring 1. Ideally, Ring 2 or beyond. 2-plus-acre lot, strong privacy. Reasonable drive to DS campus. No funky water septic issues beyond normal Dover due diligence. You benefit from state compliance, no Grant Cliff, no AG suit. Continued ultra-low density around you. Overlay impact here is essentially: Dover took the mandated medicine over there, so this area doesn't have to. Dover one-liner. Overlay adds compliance, not classic TOD value, by Dover SFHs for schools plus acreage, not for a speculative multifamily land play. Related resources number 1. Series. Introduction number 2. Previous posts.